I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the man that will be part of the play-by-play call with Jim Donovan, his name is Doug Deacon, and he's nice enough to join us every Friday at 11 o'clock, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dan Menigan is also in today. Hey, Deke, how are you?
I'm fine. It's always great to go straight from the chiropractor to the radio show.
Ooh, how do you feel?
Oh, no. It's just that old getting old.
Well, it's pain in different areas.
Deke, you'll never be old. Hey, did you see Daniel Jones fall last night? Did you happen to see that play?
No, I saw. I watched the early part of the game, and then I think I fell asleep.
Hey, you're not the only one.
You're better off.
Not the only one. So Jones has the. If you get a chance, watch it later. But you know, he. Excuse me. I didn't want to cough in everybody's ear there. You know, they just run this quarterback draw. And the hole's wide open, and all he can see is end zone. And then they started on their own 20-yard line. He went 80 yards, or went almost 80 yards, and fell and tripped over his own feet. And it was just one of those embarrassing moments that I think everybody has in sports. And like Dan and I were saying, we feel sorry for him. Deke, we're trying to figure out if you – did you have any embarrassing moment?
No, you know, the scariest thing is, you know, at the old stadium when they used to introduce you, one day it would be the offense, one day it would be the defense, and you came out of the dugout to, you know, for the introductions.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
always afraid that you were going to trip over something there. I mean, it was just one of those things. Of course, you know, with that old stadium, it could have been a pothole too.
Did you or did anybody else?
I think there was one guy that did, but, you know, it's I can't remember. It's been so long, but I do remember one guy stumbling.
Yeah, I mean, those stairs at the old stadium were pretty steep, too. It wasn't like, you know, they weren't like gradual stairs. They were straight up in the air because you're still trying to protect baseball players from getting hit with a baseball and those things. I mean, really, that's what they were built for, not to watch football players come flying out of there all hyped up to go play the, I don't know, the Raiders in a playoff game, right?
Yeah, and they tried to hold you back because they didn't want anybody to see the orange helmet before you, know, you came out. So it was you know, up about 4 or 5 stairs and, you know, out onto the field. Hmm. And not to mention, then if it was early in the season, you had the, you went from grass to turf where the infield was.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's not fun. Not fun at all.
All right, Deke, you're sitting at 4-2. At least if you ask the fan base, it feels more to them like 2-4. Where are you with this ball club right now?
Well, I mean, obviously they won the games that they should have won. And, in the other two games, they found out, you know, what they, where they need to go to be one of the big cats in the NFL. And I think, you know, if you look at the matchups to both Baltimore and Pittsburgh, you know, we have not matched up well. They found a way to, you know, rattle the quarterback by, you know, keeping them in the pocket. They bring the people of the defensive ends or outside linebackers up the field and then just try to squash the pocket in the middle. But, you know, not all teams have that ability because they don't have the personnel to do it. But so far, you know, that's what's been the secret to their success.
Deke, I'm concerned, you know, if you go back and you just look at the stats from last game and you know how the Browns were able to beat the Bengals and they were able to get some pretty good yards on the ground. Nick Chubb had 124 and Kareem had 86 in that game and Baker had 5, so he ended up with 215. Are they going to be able to run this way against the Bengals without Nick Chubb and a banged-up Kareem Hunt?
Well, I mean, I don't think you can replace a Nick Chubb. But
right.
with that said, I think what you got to do is, you know, take advantage of what they give you. And, you know, their pass rush has fallen down. They only have, I think, 10 sacks on the year. So, you know, they're not like a Pittsburgh in regards to getting after the quarterback. But, you know, I think, you're not going to get 215 yards rushing in a game against him without Nick Chubb. And, you know, if you go back to, you know, the last year, both games, Cincinnati, of course, they won the last one, but they played us tough. And, you know, that young quarterback, Burrow, is, you know, he's going to be something to deal with in the future.
That kid's got ice in his veins, but every time I watch him, Deke, he reminds me of poor Tim Couch. That line in front of him is awful.
Well, yeah, he's going to have ice on his knees and backs and shoulder, too, if he throws it 61 times a game. You know, that's just a lot to ask of a young quarterback. And, you know, unfortunately for us, all of a sudden he's starting to develop, you know, chemistry with A.J. Green. I think last week Green caught like eight balls for almost 100 yards. So, you know, he wasn't part of the offense when we played him here. But now, you know, along with T. Higgins, who had the big game last week, they've got some weapons to really, you know, take away the fact that, you know, their running game has kind of sputtered.
Deke, as you looked at the offensive line last week, and from your perspective, what happened to the offensive line last week, and why were they so much different? And should we be giving Pittsburgh a little bit more credit? I don't know that we've spent a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, I think you got to give Pittsburgh credit. And, you know, once Pittsburgh got up 10-0, they were kind of playing with house money in regards to, you know, they could, you know, and Keith Butler, their defensive coordinator, he likes to blitz. I think they're one of the top blitzing teams in the league. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're getting bodies from, you know, here, there, and everywhere, and you're trying to sort them out in your protection, and, you know, you're thinking you're going to block this guy, and then all of a sudden he backs off and somebody else comes, and you're a step slow, so, you know, the protection just breaks down. And, you know, Pittsburgh's good at it. I mean, they've been playing the same style of defense for the last 20 years, and, you know, they draft personnel to fit their defensive scheme. You know, obviously the big acquisition was, you know, Fitzpatrick for them last year, and, you know, they just needed that safety. And, you know, they start seven former number one draft picks, so, you know, they're loaded.
Doug Deacon, Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Baker struggled last week. There's no denying that fact. Doug, if you were building a game plan, how do you get this kid going early?
I think you got to, you know, go with, you know, shorter passes. You know, just get some, try to develop some sort of rhythm, you know, so you feel comfortable. You know, but like I said, you know, when these teams start bringing, you know, the outside linebackers or defensive ends up the field, and all of a sudden they kind of cut short your bootleg action or your waggles, and, you know, you just got to be able to throw from the pocket. And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we've kind of struggled with, because if they've got, you know, big beer trucks inside playing defensive tackle, they kind of just collapse the pocket, and next thing you know, it's back in your face.
Sheldon Richardson, Achilles injury yesterday. It doesn't sound like it's a tear, but just put that in layman's terms for us. I mean, what does that mean, and how painful is that?
Well, I've never had one of those. I've had most of the injuries you can find.
You're like Evel Knievel.
In fact, when I used to go see the doctor at the clinic, they give you your x-rays. I about got a hernia carrying my x-rays in, but no, I think...
Just shocked you didn't have a punch card.
But no, it's, you know, one of those things. Obviously, an Achilles is a tough thing. I mean, the one thing you don't want to do is tear it. And you know, if it's sore and it's to the point where, you know, you're kind of hesitant, because every time you try to push off on it, it hurts. You know, that becomes a problem.
Deke, Myles Garrett is an absolute stud. Nobody's going to deny that fact. What do the Browns need to do to start getting some pressure on the other side of the line with guys like Olivier Vernon and Larry Ogunjobi, because they've kind of been MIA early on?
Yeah, and that's, you know, the unfortunate thing is, because it's MIA, you know, all of a sudden he's getting hit by a chip or a stay block, or, you know, sometimes you watch the replay and you'll see three guys hit him during the course of a pass rush. And, you know, that with three guys are working on him, somebody else, or at least two or three guys, are going to be one-on-one. So I think, you know, those guys, you know, got to, you know, pull up their share of the load. And right now, you know, we're just, you know, basically getting our pass rush from him.
Do you think that's the biggest key for this D succeeding, Deke?
Is Myles Garrett, or finding somebody else to help out?
Yeah, finding someone else to help Myles on the other side of
the line. I think so. You know, and obviously, the other way to do it is, you know, through the blitz. But, you know, the problem is, like, you play a team like Cincinnati, who, you know, besides T. Higgins and A.J. Green, they got Tyler Boyd, who leads the team in receptions. You know, you don't want to be shorthanded in the secondary and, you know, leave somebody open. So, you know, you got to kind of game plan according to the personnel on the other side. So that will probably limit you bringing a safety or a cornerback.
Deke, your thoughts on Kevin Stefanski? I mean, he's got to learn every week just being a rookie coach. I mean, it's just natural. Your thoughts on – I guess it's more the approach that they used against Cincinnati the first time after getting, you know, blown out by Baltimore. What can we expect then this week, and what do you think he's learned about this roller coaster of a season?
Well, I think, you know, he's still finding out, you know, what his personnel can do and, you know, what they can't do. And, you know, how not to put the, you know, quarterback maybe in an awkward position where he's trying to do something that's really not comfortable for him. And, you know, it's when you have the injuries and you guy being up and you're in, you know, success. And, you know, if you lose a guy for 3 weeks and then he's coming back, well, is he up to game speed, you know, and, you know, how much can we use him? And I think he's just, you know, sorting through it. But the thing about, you know, Kevin is, you know, he's got a calm demeanor that, you know, it just, nothing is too high and nothing is too low, and he's always, you know, going to, you know, put his foot on the gas and, you know, go forward.
It has been fun how often he goes for it on fourth down this year. You can clearly tell that they've gotten on him about, and I shouldn't say gotten on, but he believes in the analytics of going for it on fourth down and all of that kind of stuff. What does that do for a team when you throw your offense out there on fourth?
Well, it tells you they believe in you. I mean, they think that you can do it. I mean, unfortunately, they're 0 for 3 on fourth down and 1 for 12 on third down over in Pittsburgh. But, you know, that keeps you on the field, and that keeps the other defense on the field. But we didn't do a good job of it, you know, last week, and that kind of, you know, was a big part of the downfall.
Deke, you feel good about the team going down to Cincy? What's your gut feeling?
I think it's going to be a tough game. I think, you know, Cincinnati, they have played hard in every game they've been in. I mean, they only got the one win. They got a tie. But, you know, if you go back to even last year, you know, when we played them the first time, I thought, you know, these guys play awful hard. And, you know, that's the one thing that, you know, a coach can ask for, just as long as his team, you know, keeps playing hard and they start to grow. And, you know, obviously Joe Burrow is an up-and-coming, you know, star at the quarterback position. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, it's going to be the future of them. I mean, I think he's set all the he's going to set all the rookie records, you know, for pass attempts, completions, touchdown yards for the Bengals down there. So, you know, they got what they wanted in there with the first pick.
Deke, thank you. Can't wait to listen to you on Sunday, as I do each and every week. Thank you, Deke. Appreciate
it. Okay, guys.
It.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Doug Deacon, make sure you listen to him on the Browns Radio Network right here on 92.3 The Fan on Sunday. And, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.